The old ones, the first of their kind. Predating thought, history, time. They made the world as they saw fit. Till mortals came and ruined it. So listen close as night usurps day to these tales from the Bluebell Cafe.
What happened?
Good. You're awake.
Clay? What are you doing here?
I was waiting for you to wake up so I could explain everything. I hope you don't mind. I cleaned up.
Cleaned up? I thought that was a dream.
What did you do to me?
Hang on, Jules. I'm here to help you. I just put you under a sleeping spell so you could calm down and we could
talk. I'm being framed for murder and you want me to calm down?
Maybe that wasn't the best choice of words.
What do you even care anyway? You're on their side, aren't you? That's why you were being all threatening talking about my magic last time you were here.
No, I... Look, that was a mistake. I had no idea this was going to happen. I just wanted your help.
With?
Finding our mom.
Our what?
Our mother? We have the same one.
So, let me get this straight. So, somebody killed some fairy queen and framed me for some reason. I've lost my powers. If I can't somehow clear my name, they're gonna kill me.
Execute, technically.
And on top of all that, apparently you're my brother.
Half-brother. Technically.
Great! Thanks for clarifying. Except you actually haven't at all. Why were you pretending to be a cop?
Well, technically.
If you say technically one more time, I actually will commit murder.
Sorry. I am a cop. In Parima.
Parima?
Yeah, it's like Earth for magic folk.
I see. Never realized that place had a name. Anyway, that's the place that wants me dead, right? And you work for them.
It's not like that. Cops in Parima are like... Well, we're more like call monitors.
What does that even mean? You came to my cafe saying I was charged with crimes, and then I get a letter saying that I was charged with those same crimes that you were talking about, so it kinda sounds like you're a cop.
That was never supposed to happen. Usually if somebody's breaking laws, we just report it to our higher-ups, and they deal with it.
So you snitched on me?
No, I never reported you. I was just using my position to try to blackmail you into helping me. I don't know how or why it's gone this far.
You gotta trust me on this.
I don't even know you. You want me to trust you? After you admit to blackmailing me? You come into my home, threatening me and being all weird, and now I'm being charged with murder and I lose my powers, and you just conveniently show up claiming to be my brother right at the same time? I don't buy it.
I can prove it to you. Remember how you knew my name, even though I never told you? That's our shared blood. We know each other, Jules.
Not good enough. You could have just mentioned your name in passing and then forgot.
Fine. There's another way.
What?
Well, this cafe travels through space, right? And your father was a human, so he didn't set the spell, which means that either you... Or our mom did, right?
Right.
Okay, your letter should have said something like, ties to our realm have been revoked.
It did. I'm assuming that means I can't go to Parima anymore.
Well, you can't go by yourself. But you can be brought there. The mortal world is basically your prison. And when your trial starts, someone will come fetch you from your cell. But I can adjust the magic of the cafe so we can go to Parima. Without them knowing.
Only I can do that.
blood relatives can modify each other's magic. Here, a small example. Look in the mirror.
Why?
I'm gonna change your hair color. I know you have an appearance spell on. You can't change it while your powers are bound. But I can. There. Now it's blue. Nice shade, right?
That's... How did you do that? I felt that. Okay, so you're telling the truth, but what is this? How can I feel this?
You know how you can recognize your father's laugh or tell who's walking up the stairs just by the sound of their footsteps?
Yes.
Magic is like that. That's how I found you. Blood calls to blood.
Great. Would you mind changing it back to purple, though? I was kind of partial to that.
Sure.
Thanks. So, why couldn't you use this blood magic stuff to find our mother?
She's very powerful. If she didn't want to be found, it's possible I wouldn't be able to find her alone.
Why wouldn't she want to be found?
I don't know. Just a possibility.
But you're sure we could find her if we worked together?
No, but it's a better chance.
What happened to her?
I don't know. Anyway, that's on hold while we deal with your trial. By the way, I did move the cafe to Parima just to be safe.
Safe? I don't understand how it's safer for me in the place they want to execute me. What if a cop sees me? You know, a real one?
You'll be fine. First of all, no one knows what you really look like. Good thing you're an illusionist. Also, as I said, we're hall monitors. We don't really have power. We just make sure everyone follows the rules, and if they don't, we report them to the old ones.
What? You've got to be kidding me.
What?
The old ones? It's straight out of D&D.
What?
It's a fantasy game. Humans play it to pretend they're doing magic or doing quests or adventures, stuff like that, for fun. You can play as different races, like elves, dwarves, and, you know, other mythical creatures.
Ah, probably a remnant of the Unveiling.
The Unveiling? Where have I heard that before?
Your letter. It's basic Parima history. Mom didn't teach you?
Mom didn't exactly stick around.
Oh, I'm sorry. If it makes you feel any better, she wasn't really around for me either. I just thought, since you were raised in the mortal world, she might have made an effort to educate you about her world. Our world.
Well, if she did, nothing stuck. So why don't you tell me? I only understood like half of what was in that letter.
Right, so the Unveiling is...
Hi. I'd like a large mocha for here, please.
We're closed.
But the door was unlocked.
Good point. Why was the door unlocked?
I don't know. There were other things going on. I was distracted.
Convenient.
But it doesn't matter, does it? We can be closed even if the door's unlocked. You'll just have to come back another time.
You don't understand. I need my coffee now.
You were ordering it for here. It doesn't seem like you need it urgently.
Hey, come on now. No need to be rude to the customer. I'm sure we can fit one order in.
Thank you so much.
But...
I can help you over here. Large mocha, your total will
be... 3 stones.
3 stones?
Yes, remember, we decided to lower the prices.
Lucky for me.
Right. Lower prices.
Here you are.
Thank you. Your coffee will be right out. Please, have a seat.
I appreciate it so much.
stones?
It's the currency here. Sorry I cut you off, but I didn't want you bringing up dollars or something and blowing our cover.
Oh. Thanks.
You're welcome. But why did you serve her? We have to talk.
I know this place is quaint, but it's not a closet. We can talk here just fine.
And if she hears us?
She won't. But if she did, we'll just say we're rehearsing for a play or something. No big deal.
A play? About a recent political assassination?
It wouldn't be unusual on Earth.
It wouldn't be here either.
I guess artists are the same everywhere. Gotta get in on the latest relevant topic.
I suppose it'll be fine. But I still don't understand why you had to serve her. We're closed.
It's just something my dad would have done.
You were close?
We were best friends. What about your other parent?
I don't have one.
What?
A lot of magic beings don't need two parents to reproduce. Like vampires. One person bites another and they turn.
Well, yeah, but the person who turns had to have been born of two parents initially.
Okay, what about Athena? Her only parent is Zeus.
Athena's real?
A real piece of work.
Wait, so are all gods real?
Well, some of them anyway. They're not all powerful like mortals believe, but every story has a kernel of truth.
What about sphinxes? Or Pegasi? Are a swan real too?
Yes, but we're getting off track. We were talking about the unveil.
Excuse me, how long will my mocha be?
It'll be right out.
You can't do magic now.
Did you repair the coffee machine?
Yes, why?
In about a minute.
Thank you so much!
It's enchanted. Your spell fixed that too. And it's a good thing because I don't need magic to use it, and I don't trust your barista skills.
Excuse me?
What? Respect as a barista's earned, not given.
I'm sorry to be so pushy. I just have a huge article to write. Barely any of it done, and it's due tonight.
Ooh, what's your article about?
Bluebell Cafe.
As in, this cafe?
That depends. Are you Jules Manalo Alvarez, murderer of Queen Titania?
Of course not! Don't you think an alleged murderer would have gone off the grid to avoid nosy reporters?
Of course. So it would stand to reason that you are obviously not Jules. And this is obviously not the Bluebell Cafe that was so famously used as the base for manipulating mortals through magic.
I wouldn't call it manipulation. I mean, based on what I've read.
You know, there are rumors that Jules was framed. Rumors even that Queen Titania is still alive.
Are there?
There are. And if there's any truth to that, it would seem that Jules has some powerful enemies, and they would do well to be discreet.
Perhaps we should consider renaming the cafe.
No.
At least until this is resolved.
Absolutely not.
But...
it may not be the worst idea. A new cafe using a name from a scandal to ride the wave of popularity and intrigue. And who would suspect Jules of hiding in such an obvious location?
Who are you?
A friend. You can call me Anya.
Nice to meet you, Anya.
And you?
Oh. My name is... Aster.
Beautiful name. Would you mind if I take that hot mocha to go? I got a hot tip I need to follow up on.
Sure thing. Let me just grab you a lid real quick.
What did you say your name was?
I didn't.
You don't trust me?
I don't know you.
And I don't think you're in a position to be choosy about the company you keep.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means be careful. With Titania gone, who will protect you, Clay?
How do you...
I'm a reporter. I have my sources, and I want to help.
Why? What's in it for you?
Justice. And if I get a little fame from exposing the setup of the millennia, where's the harm in that?
Thanks for your patience. Here you go.
Thank you, Aster. And thank you...
Clay.
Aster and Clay. I feel like we're friends already.
Oh! Don't forget your things.
Of course. So convenient, magic. Well, have a great day, you two. I expect we'll be seeing each other soon.
Did you feel that?
What?
I don't know. I just felt a bit odd.
I mean, besides not being able to do magic and being charged with a crime I did not commit, I don't feel odd at all.
Must be nothing then.
Clay, why didn't you use a fake name?
I don't really need one. I'm not well known or connected to your case at all. None of the news reports have even hinted at me.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
How'd you pick your pseudonym anyway?
Oh, it's just... my dad used to say that Alabaster was their other choice for my name. Aster for short. But they went with Jules instead.
That's sweet.
No, I'm just bad at making things up on the spot. Anyway, Anya seems really nice.
I suppose.
I mean, she basically warned us and gave us some pretty good advice.
But we don't know who she is or who she's working for. For all we know, she's on the old one's side.
Who even are these old ones? And you were going to explain the unveiling, remember? There's so much I don't know.
Well, the old ones are immortal. They can't get sick or die of old age.
Isn't that true of all magical beings?
Not all, but yes, a lot of us are immortal. However, the old ones are also the first of their kind.
So, the first vampire, fairy, werewolf?
Yes, they pride themselves on their purity.
Like, blood purity? That's why they hate hybrids so much?
Partially.
Meaning?
Well, the old ones can't die, but they can be killed.
Well, does that mean... Are you saying that hybrids... Ugh. I hate that word. Are you saying that people like me killed them? Is that why there are only six left?
No, not directly.
Please stop speaking in circles. Just say it.
Sorry. Old ones are immortal, but any magic creature that spends too much time in the mortal world loses their immortality. The unveiling was the merging of the mortal world and magic world. During this time, many old ones fell in love with mortals, and chose to become mortal themselves to start families. Of course, the death of an old one is permanent. They can never add to their numbers. So those who remained grew to hate humans. They actually instigated witch hunts and vampire slayings as a way to convince everyone that mortals were evil, and that we should close the gates between the worlds.
That's... a lot. They teach you this in school?
No, actually. In school, they say that mortals seduce the old ones to drive them extinct. Accuse them of genocide, basically.
Naturally.
And hybrids in particular are seen as symbols of the extinction of their race.
I see. Obviously, I already knew I was framed, but... this is just reinforcing for me how right I was.
Very right.
But what I don't get is, why me? I'm no one. I just own a little cafe. I don't even live in Parima.
I don't know, but I promise we're going to find out.
What about finding our mother?
It'll have to wait. We'll have all the time in the world after we clear your name.
Right. Episode 1, The Reporter, was written, directed, and sound edited by Kiana Triana, with script edits by David Wu and Perry Perry, and music by Tamar Chimenyan. This episode featured Kiana Triana as Jules, Frank Zinchus as Clay, and Faye Holiday as Anya. If you enjoy our show, please support us by subscribing to us through your preferred podcasting app, following us on social media, or checking out our website. We'll be back next week with a new tale from Bluebell Cafe in Episode 2, The Grand Reopening. Thank you for listening.